Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Marinette County authorities have identified the 63-year-old woman found shot to death in her home in the town of Pembine as Shelley Erickson Rogge. The victim's husband, Gary Rogge, has been arrested and charges are pending. Investigators say he called 911 Sunday night saying he had shot his wife and she was dead. The Marinette County District Attorney is expected to file charges against the 55-year-old Rogge. No motive for the shooting has been revealed. And conditions are better at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake in Lincoln County, but a monitor says there are still some problems. The ACLU released a report on Wisconsin's youth prisons Monday. The report says guards are still using pepper spray on young inmates to get them under control and leaving some inmates in solitary confinement too long. The state of Wisconsin settled a lawsuit last year that focused on conditions at the two prisons. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports more than 425 unemployment claims were filed by federal workers last week. There are 29,000 workers normally on the federal payroll in Wisconsin. Those who have been impacted by the partial federal government shutdown have been encouraged by Governor Evers to seek the benefits while they are not being paid. Federal workers who aren't being paid but are still on the job are not eligible for benefits. And visitors at national parks across the country are witnessing mountains of trash, overflowing toilets, and damaged property as several sites remain open during the shutdown. Tramell Gomes has more.
Two groups are calling for an investigation by the Office of the Inspector General of the Department of the Interior into what they say is a reckless decision by the department to keep many parks open without enough staff to ensure visitors and natural resources are protected. In previous shutdowns in 2013 and 1995, all parks were closed to the public. Kristen Brangle with the National Parks Conservation Association says the last thing the department should be doing is inviting more people into potentially dangerous situations.
They're essentially manufacturing a crisis here by allowing parks to remain open. If parks were closed and just had essential staff, then those staff who were there would just be monitoring the parks to make sure that they were safe.
To address some of the problems, the National Park Service issued a statement that it would divert funds from camping and other fees to ensure that parks are protected and that visitors can continue to access parks with limited basic services. Brangle says the agency is breaking the law by doing so. A Park Service spokesman says they consulted with Interior's Office of the Solicitor and determined that they could use funds from other fees. The agency announced Friday that it has resumed trash collection and sanitation services at its parks within the District of Columbia and select parks around the country. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Nine area students working toward degrees in healthcare have been given scholarships by the volunteers of Howard Young Medical Center. College students were awarded $2,000, while two $1,500 scholarships were presented to graduating seniors at Lakeland Union High School. Two $1,000 non-traditional scholarships were presented to Nicolet College. Volunteer coordinator at Howard Young Medical Center, Kathy Virgutz, says Dr. Henry Ash continuing education scholarships are given to the graduates of students in the Lakeland Union High School area.
The requirements are they have to have completed one semester of schooling, and then they have to be going into the medical field to be able to apply for the scholarship.
The volunteers of Howard Young Medical Center have provided $124,000 over the last 7 years to college students, Lakeland Union High School students, and non-traditional scholarships to Nicolet College. Dr. Henry Ash was instrumental in establishing the Lakeland area's first medical clinic. And Waupaca County authorities accuse a 35-year-old Clintonville man of abducting a teenager, holding her at a motel, and demanding a ransom for her return. Elijah Kerrigan is charged with 11 counts. The girl's mother says she got a text demanding $2,500 or her daughter would die. While investigators talked to the victim's friends, they said she might be with Kerrigan. The FBI and the Wisconsin Department of Justice arrested him at the motel in Clintonville. And the couple who called 911 to report the discovery of missing teenager Jamie Kloss suggests the $50,000 reward should be given to Kloss. Peter and Kristen Kosinkas says they don't want the reward while pointing out that the 13-year-old got herself out. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says who gets the $50,000 is being discussed with the FBI right now. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for conditions to be mostly sunny with a high near 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 5. Thursday, chance of flurries afternoon, cloudy, high near 21. Friday, a high near 12. Saturday, a high near 11. And temperatures overnight, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night will all be below zero. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.